Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey, yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bronchef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio. Ooh, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga E-Mass on the motherfucking current events. Got my nigga Bombic Comet on the resorts. What's going on, my niggas?
What's up, y'all?
Yeah, yeah.
Back in the building, yeah, man, for another Saturday night. We rocking with y'all brothers, man. How y'all week going so far?
You know, same old shit, you know, trying to figure out more things I could do with this beat machine, you know, writing more lyrics and, you know, getting prepared for this year, man. This fire. Or that's all I was up to.
Let me find out, man. You doing the beats, doing the work behind the beats, bro.
Oh, yeah, man, you know, I got this MPC-1. I don't know if you're familiar with this shit, but it's the ill beat machine. You know, I've been working on the MPC series, man. So I got the one now. I got the 2000 XL. I've been had the 2000 XL, but now I got the one. So I'm just scratching the surface of what that shit can do. So I'm just trying to dig a little deeper and get a little bit more ill on the beats and so. So I've been up.
Man, you about to be addicted to that. You about to be addicted to that shit, man. That's going to be like an addiction now. You're going to be like a mad scientist.
Oh, I've been doing it, you know. I've been mad scientist with this shit. Word up. That's just like finding sounds and fucking with the sounds and making beats and shit like that, you know.
Word, Poet been he's been producing for a while, you know. Got a couple, you know, he produced on my albums, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely going down.
That's
it's going
what it is,
down.
Man. So, you know, I want to give y'all some of the news that's going on. I found this out today, and actually, Jim Jones, he he all did a post about it. Developers, they bought out the East Harlem complex for $85 million.
What?
They gentrifying the hell out of Harlem. Jim Jones, he got in touch with a guy named, I think his name is Jay Morrison, and trying to buy back the block.
Okay.
They bought that thing for $85 million.
You know. You know how they trying to buy New York. You know, like, you know, they gentrified some of South Bronx. They gentrified some of Brooklyn. You know, and now they heading to Harlem. You know.
Oh yeah, man. All the niggas with money better get this, buy that shit up. You know. Back in the days, back in the early 90s, you know, I was getting my little paper. We was doing our thing. And niggas tried to buy buildings uptown in Harlem. You know, they had this shit where they was selling shit for like $1 for dilapidated, you know, ridiculous prices. But niggas, you know, black people, they wasn't letting us get those shit, you know. There's so much shit to the Jewish guys and shit like that. You know, it'd be a fucked up building and shit, but they sell shit for dirt cheap, you know. And now all them buildings is worth millions now. So just imagine if I'd have bought a couple of them bullshit buildings up there, 145th and Broadway and 125th Street around then, back then. It's paying off now.
Yeah, and not to mention, I remember when I had Rusty Jukes on the show a while back. This was like last year, and he was talking about how they was trying to erase Sean Price's mural.
Oh yeah, I remember something like that going down. Yeah, man, that shit is crazy, man.
So that's like a real fight going on, because that's a part of history that they also erased. I don't know what they're going to do with the Big L mural. I don't know. They might get rid of that.
But you know what? To be clear, you know, the one in Harlem, I doubt that they'll move that, but there used to be a Big L mural in the Bronx right on Jerome Avenue. And They built a new gas station, and they built it so close to the building, now the mural's no longer there. You know what I mean? Like they
squeezed
built the building
it out.
Right. Yeah, like squeezed it in. You know, they squeezed it in, and, you know, you used to be able to go right there, right under the 4 train on Jerome Avenue, and there was an ill Big L mural. And they came and built that little building. Now you don't see that dope piece no more, you know?
Yeah, shit is crazy, man. Like, shit don't mean nothing to the builders, man. You know that.
Nah, money talks, you know. It's all about money to people. It ain't about the historical or if it means someone to somebody. They don't care. They don't care about you. They only care when you write petitions and you get millions of people to sign papers. It's the only time people care.
Yeah. But the hell shit is that is, you know, there's pictures of it.
Debbie. Mm-hmm.
Niggas know. Niggas know.
And they'll be real petty about it. They'll fuck around and turn Big L to a Caucasian to be petty about it.
Not even that. They'll just paint over it, you know? If there's a mural on a building somewhere, it's because whoever did the mural and the people on the building, they respect what they do. You know, not everybody likes graffiti, you know? Even though it's art, you know, a lot of people don't like it, you know?
No doubt. It's their building, you know, but like you said, a lot of them, especially, you know, up there, let niggas do their pieces on their shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they want that shit on there.
Yeah, it's an attraction. Not only that, I'm gonna tell you this real quick. When the buildings have those big murals on it and they let the artists do their business, it doesn't attract the other graffiti. This, you know, like the other graffiti. Like these are the murals, and it don't attract the other stuff because the other artists are gonna respect the murals and they're not just going right on the building. You know what I mean? To where, you know, most of the time people are just writing on anything, and they don't care who owns the building.
Yeah,
when you get a legal piece,
they respect the artists more than they respect the fucking laws.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, shout out my man Obi. He's still rocking pieces in the X. You know, shout out my brother Cope. He's still rocking pieces. You know, all the legends, all the Tats crew. You know, Per FX, you know, all the BX vets that are still, you know, putting the mules up, man.
Definitely. And speaking of vets, man, we almost had a scare this past week when we thought we was going to lose DJ K Sway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I heard doing man. Another vet, yeah. Kid Capri too was sick. And you know what's funny, right? You know, since we talking about the Bronx right now, you know, the Bronx is viral when it comes to this COVID. You know, K Slay is from the X and he's sick. Kid Capri from the X and he's sick. You know, most of my family, they're in the X and they were sick. You know what I mean? Like, it's a hot spot in the Bronx.
Don't
a lot
seem
of
like it's no way around this shit, man.
Honestly, if you think about it, Poet, 2 years ago, the first pandemic, the only way around it was just to stay out the way. Only the people that was getting sick was people that wasn't respecting it, and they just going out doing whatever they was doing, you know? You know, yeah, people wearing more masks than 2020 than you had people wearing masks by the end of 2021, and nobody was wanting to respect it. You know, they think, oh, whatever, it's just this, it's just that. But you know, if we all stick together and we all think smart, we could reduce it. You know what I mean? It could be reduced. You know, the people getting sick, as long as you watching what you're doing and watching where you go. You don't have to go to the movies all the time. You don't got to go out to dinner all the time. That's why your house got a kitchen. You know what I mean? That's why you got big TVs in your house now, so you can make movie nights in your house instead of going out and spreading the germs, you know? That's just
HBO Max.
My theory, man.
Niggas got HBO.
No, listen,
Max,
you got Netflix. You got Netflix. You got Hulu. You got all these streaming things for your ass to sit home. And people, and they still not listening. Have 5 family members that had COVID. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And not to mention, they still out there. They partying too.
Yeah, for instance, all right, so I was watching, I don't know if y'all watch wrestling or anything like that, but, you know, wrestling is a big thing. And they was in Fayetteville, South Carolina, and the building's packed. I ain't really see no mask in the audience. You know, I ain't really see nobody wearing a mask. I'm watching it on TV, so I'm safe. But the people that's there, you know, ain't nobody wearing a mask because they're not respecting it. They're not respecting it.
Nah, niggas is sleeping on this shit. Niggas think this shit is fucking, you know, motherfucking 2019. You know? Shit changed, Joe.
Yeah,
it's over. You gotta social distance. Stay away from crowds. tell you the best thing they should have did was shut down again, man. Or mandatory shutdown. You got to make niggas listen. They'll be mad for a minute, then you know what? Everything going to open back up more clear.
The good thing about it is a good thing about it that, you know, it's going down. The numbers are going down. So you don't have those long lines coming out of Montefiore Hospital. You ain't got the long lines coming out of Jacoby Hospital or going to your urgent cares and the long lines at urgent cares. So the lines are getting smaller. So that means, you know, hopefully we're going to be passing the new wave soon. You know, hopefully it just, honestly, man, I just hope it just disappears, man. That's how I feel, like, you know. You know, a lot of people dealing with a lot of mental health issues because of this, and they don't see their family members. They don't go nowhere. They're trying to stay safe.
Yeah, then you got the whole opposite happening. Motherfuckers doing the total opposite of that.
Oh, yeah.
Everything
fuck your mask.
Everything wrong.
Yeah. Fuck your mask. Who did you vote for? Let's make it political instead of scientifical. You know, let's not talk about what's going on in the lab. Let's talk about who you voted for, and this is why this is going on. Like the shit started with Trump. So all these people, they want to blame Biden, but it started with Trump. So how is it politics helping you? It has nothing to do with politics.
Especially when they open up the economy, like, it wasn't even really no shutdown here. They opened that, it was like down for like, a couple weeks? And in places in the South, it won't even close, period.
Yeah, but that's because the politicians there were making it political and saying, oh, we don't have to listen to that. We ain't got to do what they doing up north. We ain't got to do that. We ain't got to do this. You know, look at Florida. Florida's like, nah, you ain't gotta wear no mask. Many of people died in Florida from it. But for what? Because I understand the stores. You know, people gotta make money. So, you know, restaurants, they thrive off of people going out eating and drinking and being out all night in their establishment. We get it. But at the end of the day, you know, your business might be going down, but don't you care about the people, or you care about the dollar more than you care about the people? Because when the people are healthy, they're going to come spend their money anyway. But if the people are sick, they're not going to spend their money.
You know how the slogan is, man, greed conquers all.
Well, it's not really greed because people have their establishments. They got to keep it running. If they're not selling, they're not paying their bills. You know, they're not paying their bills. You know, businesses shut down. You know, it's all a cycle. But things should be thought about a little more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they went into this with no plan at all.
See,
yeah, nobody
Chicago,
thinks like that.
Man. Chicago shut down. The teachers just took over. Teachers is like, fuck that. We ain't listening. Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Shut the school down. You know?
I mean, it's safer to be remote learning than to have your kid going to school and getting sick and then coming home and then passing it around to the parents. That's the number one thing, you know. The kid might not get it bad, but he might come home and the mother might have asthma or bronchitis or whatever, respiratory.
Schools are going too early. Because if you notice, right before the winter, I mean, right when the summertime was popping, kids was not going through no shit. So if they open schools up, kids is going through shit, the shit is going back up. Just started back
now,
up in schools, man, and spread it back to the communities.
Well, really,
it started.
it started during the breaks. Like, oh, we're getting better. People can get together for Thanksgiving, blah, 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 blah. Now you got people coming in from all states, coming to visit their family, not knowing nothing. They got a little cough. They just think it's a cough. Boom. Now the whole family got it. Now that kid just went to school, and now he gave it to his friend, you know? Now his friend going home and giving it to his parents, and before you know it, you got the Bronx everywhere.
And you know it was going to get crazy when they had that New Year's Eve party. Everybody was out there from different states and all.
Yeah, that was in Manhattan. But, like, where I'm at on Long Island, you know, a couple towns, they usually have a big your New Year's Eve parade or whatever they do. But a lot of them just canceled them. Just say, you know what? Nah, we're not even going to jeopardize people to get sick. We're just going to shut it down. Which is the smart thing to do, because you're not thinking about yourself. You're thinking about the people, you know. It's the people that matter, you know.
But everything else went down. Thanksgiving went. Everybody was happy. Oh, Thanksgiving's back. Oh, Christmas. Right before Christmas started. Oh, no. They cut down all the Broadway plays. They just started the plays the week before. Oh, everybody's back. The plays are back. The fucking ball about to drop. Thanksgiving parade. Next thing you know, Omicron. Oh, no. This shit is over. Y'all niggas got to go back and do now everything back in doubt. Promotion in doubt. She's like, yo, hold up. Stop. All the Broadway shows back closing again. Y'all just opening. It's crazy, man.
Yep. And you know what's going to happen next, too, is that just to go in somewhere, you're going... If you're not vaccinated, you ain't coming to see nothing. They want to see a vaccination ID card.
And the, you know? NBA nigga that first shut the NBA down, I forgot the guy's name, man. He's like one of the foreign players.
Nah, what's his name? Gobert. Rudy Gobert.
Gobert, yeah, he's the first one to get it,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. He's been diagnosed with it again. He's the reason why they cut that whole NBA. Now, guess what? He's been diagnosed with it again for the second time. Yo.
Yeah, this is a different one, too.
So
there's a different variant, too.
So the goddamn, the shot's not working.
Different variant. It's a different variant. And they tell you that. They say, you know, this vaccine, it might help you with this one. But this one was created for this one. And now you got these next two ones. You got next two. You got Delta. You got Omicron. Then they talking about a flu Rona, whatever they doing. But, you know, what might work for that one might not work for this one. So they're going to tell you, hey, you're going to need another booster. Before you know it, you're going to have six boosters. Nah, they're trying to pass four boosters now. But the first two shots was for the original COVID-19 OG. That's what I call that, COVID-19 OG, the first one, you know?
Yeah.
So the first shots were meant for that one, and then Delta came. Now they're telling you to get a booster, but then they tell you the booster might not work for Delta. Now they're creating a new one because now you got a new version of it, a new Omicron, you know? It's just crazy to me.
Oh, man. Sidney Poitier died.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to a legend.
And he died, what, 90? He made it to 94.
I think the guy from Soul Sonic Force, too. I think Soul Sonic Force, my Soul Sonic Force passed away, too.
Force MDs, man.
Oh, Force MDs, yeah.
My nigga, man. Stevie, man. Stevie J, I think that nigga was in Stan. He was one of the originators with the hip-hop. A real B-boy, man. Real B-boy. Yeah,
man,
another cultural icon.
Guys,
man. Betty White died, too, man. She a cultural icon, man. Everybody, all thug niggas, everybody know Golden Girls, man. I don't give a fuck who you are, how puff you claim to be. Nigga, you watched the Golden Girls one time. Tell the truth. Nigga, you seen the Golden Girls, nigga. Everybody, I don't give a fuck who you are, yo. You seen Golden Girls.
Man, rest in peace.
She's
to
a funny
man.
Lady,
I mean,
too, man.
She...
She's a real funny lady, man. She's fun. She's a funny-ass lady, man. You know?
Yeah, she worked her whole entire career. She was working her whole entire career. She was working in her 90s.
I love the
TV,
football commercial
sitcom.
Where she's playing the football. She's playing the Snickers commercial. They tackle her down. Pow. She get back up like, ah, oh, that wasn't nothing. Listen. Yeah. Yeah, man. We losing a lot of icons, man.
And that's why we have to.
Yeah, it's no joke.
And that's why we have to, you know, do our part. And, you know, keeping their memory alive, man, for the contributions that they left to this planet. That's the beautiful part about
our
show.
Just got to talk about them, you know, talk about it, bring them up once in a while. And then remember them, man, you know.
No doubt, man. But we want to go in together some music, man, because, you know, we got a lot of bangers on board, man. And, you know, this is a celebration right here. I'm going to play the first joint from DJ K Slay since he's recovering. We're going to pay homage to that brother here. This joint here is called Trouble in the Jungle. And we're going to follow with some more songs. So if anybody want to call up, the call number is 516-531-9596. Let's go. Let's rock it out.
Let's get it, y'all.
Hey yo, it's DJ K Slay, the Drama King. This joint dedicated to all my brothers and sisters out there in the jungle, trying to find their way out. Stay alert, stay alert.
Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You say street for street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak. Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You say street to street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak.
Let us find out, you're not a solid individual. Hanging around us is gonna be different hard. End up laying somewhere in the critter dead. Thought you was real, but you digital. You can't act hard without the Wi-Fi password. Your ass hurts cause you came in the game backwards. Hit that nigga, that's what they say. When they talk about you and they see your face, they say, bitch, say it like you mean it. They said it to your face, I was there, I seen it. I fucked your little bitch after that, she was fiending. She said she want me cause her nigga is a weenie. Where I'm from, you gotta be quick, man. Cause these niggas out here got that slick game. It'll happen so fast, you won't know what it was. You not a real one, you better not fuck with us.
Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You say street to street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak. Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You say street to street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak.
Uncle Snoop, what's up? Concrete jungle. Silverback gorilla. LOX on fire, but I try to stay humble. Yeah. Real hip-hop, we ain't learn how to mumble. I watch these artists get in the game and fumble. I was outside, I was probably on the block. No real job, but I could bag up a rock. I just wanted to hang like Flavor Flav clock. No pork, I barely do the red meat. But if I'm in the mood, these rappers is all food. Randy Orton, Luch, or ravishing Rick Rude. We kill the stage, my niggas don't get booed. Come and get your bitch for my dick get you. I'm nice on the mic. Rough Ride is the crew, but I ain't nice on the bike. She spent the night, she like, oh, that's what it's like. We gon' let y'all niggas hold New York down, psych.
Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You say street to street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak. Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You say street to street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak.
I squeeze tighter than a bone constrictor. Doja, I ain't trolling with ya. Upload a potion picture. I'ma load a stroke to trigger. Joker City rolling with ya. But they got their own agenda. Have seizures, amnesia. Beat them till they don't remember. Soldier, I was shown the scriptures. Molded by the older niggas. Colder than the coldest winter. Frozen for the whole December. You never ate kosher, nigga. Drunk a shitload of liquor. Now you got a fucked up colon and a swollen liver. Known to be a boulder killer. Told you they exploded in you. Guarantee your bones and shiver. Laundromat. Older nigga. Smoking on a potent mixture. Stronger than a grown gorilla. I'm my own enemy, I know it, so I broke the mirror. Rolling with my own militia, flowing like an open river. Shotty blam, body slam, got a Hulk Hogan temper. Get him the fuck out of here. DNA slogan, nigga, bike life. Broken fender, blowing on a stolen ninja.
Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You see, street to street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak. Skill for skill, my real to real. Say I eat what I motherfucking kill. You see, street to street and beat to beat. In the jungle, we prey on the weak.
It's DJ K Slay, the Drama King. From here till eternity, we are no longer in need of more ballers and bottles. Our people are in need of more leaders and martyrs. How can we save the youth from self-destruction if the older generation are the ones providing them the ammunition to self-destruct? It's time for the people to connect and disconnect it so we can stop being our own worst enemy. I mean, in the state of the world today, what would you rather do? Sell 10 million records or save 10 million souls?
In my soul.
Some racist fool hit my father with a car, he died. I shed a tear, my mother hospitalized, so they put me in foster care. Turned to crime, got sentenced to 10 years, did me wrong. In prison is where I found the Nation of Islam. Used to call me Dirty Red, but now things changed. The name is Malcolm X, I got rid of my slave name. Paroled in 52, my philosophy is separation. I became one of the most powerful voices in the nation. Gave historical speeches, I'm the man that they trust. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock landed on us. Disobeyed Elijah Muhammad, so hear the threats. Now I'm looking out the window, holding the M1. Had a speech at the Autobahn, he screamed in a rage. Get your hand out of my pocket, fire the 12 gauge. They say my people did it, gotta be clever. The government was involved, that was the biggest technology ever.
Life, adapt to being a pastor, master mental sight, walk by faith, it's a Morehouse mate, spoke on racial equality, talked about hate, it's all about race, democracy's hypocrisy, Gandhi's philosophy, seeing their atrocities, this is Birmingham, emerged with a plan, abolish segregation, curb the demands, worlds expand, every court, every street could, never abort, the support system was deep, bus boycotts and whatnot, we marched on them. In the dark on them, pulled the Rosa Park on them. Revolution, retribution, played my part from the start, the execution, assassination, my aspiration, shook the whole world, woke up half a nation, Nobel Peace Prize, got that, my name on every street sign, the neighborhood's not black, I have a dream speech, they can't stop facts, MLK Day, this where I'm at.
To start on this mission that I was born to do, empowering my people and leading this revolution, building black power, I'm Huey Percy Newton. Before my persecution led to my execution, I taught my people self-defense was our best solution. Co-founded Black Panther Party with Bobby Seale, had breakfast programs, we fed poor children meals, started community schools, trained kids in the martial arts, dance programs to gangsters out the parks, turned them into soldiers, known for our militant. Some of us are still political prisoners. Governments are killing us. Shootouts in the streets and self-defense. I had to murder a policeman. Our 10-step program outlined the information. That's still a blueprint for our liberation.
The revolution's going down now, and we gon' let our fathers speak now.
Where your soul at, nigga? Where your soul at, nigga? Where your soul at? Where your soul at? Right here where I'm home at. We didn't have a home, then we turned the streets, so I do a mat. That B12 fucked up the world, you wasn't on that. I was only 12 when my cousin bought me a home pack. So where your soul at? Where your soul at? Where your soul at, nigga? Where your soul at? Lot of rap niggas be rapping, but wasn't on that. Cause look, my niggas better than the kids.
Yo, scattered thinking, got all my thoughts in pieces. I'm getting old and seeing my father's features. Still never mad, but I don't regret, cause it caused a weakness. They turn the power in styles, it's just packing hard to see us. So back in powder, eye with the eye, with the seed who need us. Niggas was born brutal, brought in the home of bleakness. Seen the troubles inside them, but I can see a genius. I'm not with dreamers, my fire burning hot as a phoenix. Fuck the ego, no money, we'll never get between us. You don't know a third of what we had to begin. Back rolling the cord while my brother getting the rain. Another night of gun whistle, blood trickle, my flame. Won't allow me to watch you fall, so I'm rising from pain. Wasn't his route, but they was this in the beige. Having nightmares, waking up stiff in the cage. That's why I pass feel personal to conquer this maze. Long-winded, long roll from the street to a stage.
Where your soul at? Right here where I'm home at. We didn't have a home, then we turned the streets, so I do a mat. That B12 fucked up the world, he wasn't on that. I was only 12 when my cousin bought me a home pack. So where your soul at? Where your soul at? Where your soul at, nigga? Where your soul at? A lot of rap niggas be rapping, but wasn't on that. Cause look, my
yeah.
Niggas dead in the face.
Yeah,
ayo,
stay in fifth gear. I watch niggas' morals who chase the big year. Catch a play in the band and who they use when they get there. They stay through the eyes that you can see where your soul at. Past thoughts and trying to hang them up like a throwback. We was crying out for support, but nobody heard us. But numb the pain, we was chasing money without a purpose. Purchase the burners, I carry them like they came with permits. Shot a nigga to surf the channel, so watch the surface. When pressure come, I'm known to perform. In the heart where they miss and love you the most when you gone. You know this shit, niggas be on, they never visit your mom. She's not in, and they the ones you was defending from harm. Snake niggas play on your feelings, try to choose what you see. Being loyal to the unloyal sound stupid to me. We vanished and popped a new game. Fuck a cell with the roommate. A million niggas before wish they would quit when it was too late.
Where your soul at? Right here where I'm home at. We didn't have a home, then we turned the streets, so I do a mat. That B12 fucked up the world, you wasn't on that. I was only 12 when my cousin bought me a home pack. So where your soul at? Where your soul at? Where your soul at, nigga? Where your soul at? A lot of rap niggas be rapping, but wasn't on that. Cause look, my niggas dead in the face, and see, we so crack. Where your soul at, nigga? Where your soul at?
Dios de los Reyes, curious, Sheena Westell, and myself, Marciano, let's go, It's been a long time coming, hit the ground running. My subjects are stunning, my subjects are thumbing. Behold the benevolent, pastor or pastors that question your rhetoric and rival your masses on the field and the rafters. Streets in the heavens, speak the language of felons, still fast in the seven. Great Olympian, reigns from Olympus. My light is magnificent, shines through the dimness. Apollo, Adonis, Ares, I breathe war. Challenge your distance, shake the earth to its core. They said that I rose from the concrete and door. I'm a tree from a stone, from a fucked up home. My tone's abrasive, fighting open cases. Hip-hop official, my eyes, my fat laces. Pass judgment on my brethren, nah, that's just case to see the smirk behind their teeth. cloaked in smiling faces. Three innovators came from the same sangre. Autocratic Caesar, Jared Ball, Data Hombre. Beast of Puerto Rico, mi isla, mi madre. Shots fired in the name of a beagle with three sires.
See, when it comes to this expression, spirit travel through the campos. Percussion via Africa with graces from the Santos. They saying, oye Rubio, mijo, sigue trabajando. Regalando la verdad en todo que tú estás cantando. I tell him, yo, I got you, most high, please take all the praises. Cause he don't have religion, but what he got is love and patience. Plus faith to rip the heads off your venomous accusations. Haters to get the face from ground zero to far places. Something like De Niro, Pacino, Scarfaces. Round table at the stars with the gods, these bars place us. Three kings with utmost pride, we accept the title. Then humbly return the crowns when submerged in what is vital. The tears of a virgin burning all through the recital. Witness the pure power when touched, there's no idols. Salute to all the hungry, the meek that's among we. Life lessons, the devil's lies, and all the pain that it brung me.
Yeah, Leftovers NYC, Three Kings, and of course production by my man Toast 187.
Lethal Zyena with a cerebral that mystifies. Hands scribbling heartless ether connected to the wrist of the gods. I'm lifted to eyes, my cryptic cries. Customize the darkest art that risks demise. Nailed to a twisted cross on the island that refused to be gentrified. I'm all fucked up with what I create, I'm perfectly great. I'm a king like Queen would have been named if Freddie Mercury was straight. As a little Puerto Rican nigga didn't think of success as an infinite possible. Till I lifted the blind full of witness the gospel of Prince Power. Will shower like an arrow shot from the top of a building scaffold. Travel to the tenderest bone marrow, creating a skill set that can shatter the skeletal system of a bovine cattle. With a cosine that'll unravel a master with a craft that could baffle a phantasma power like he's bleeding a green plasma and reading the Bible. I'm the demon in his eyes, but with a judge gavel, the most esteemed of appraisal. Freezing your face, you'll go praise to praise, even Jesus is afraid to. She knows it's hateful, they fool all your bars, need a proofreading, a school proceeding with your wife's head in my lap during our Zoom meeting. Word weapon is perfection, it's terse, so don't play. Your work is smelling like a plague of problems, what verses of the deceitful dumpster on a hot day. Gothic is Lana Del Rey, I hate that nigga. Beat that deadbeat nigga's ass for me. Things that your baby's mama would say. Circus clown, nobody's mad when I leave you face down. I don't just kick you under the bus, nigga, I am Greyhound. I remain an apparition, put equal blood that I'm spilling the veins that I distribute. I'm plain different, I release you from your pain of living. My teenage glycogen is baffling, psycho and battering. Religious in this practicing, prestigious in this packaging. The fittest when it's ravaging, diminished with establishing. My psychiatrist is remiss not to at least give it some addresses. Spit to my gums and lips and split it abscessing. They scared of my hypothetical murder movement. I'm pretending to pretend, meaning that I really fucking do it.
Murder.
Puerto Rican story's worth more than Hector Lavoe left in his will. As long as our skin is light enough to get casted by Lin-Manuel.
Fuck outta here.
Fuck outta here.
Yeah,
Rome's lying,
gonna do no more
bars. Yow. As a child, I watched Ralph McDaniel's video music box. And I looked up to Power Rule. Shout out Prince Power Rule. And at the new music seminars, as a child, I looked up to my nigga Curious. And you know what? Decades later, I still look up to them niggas. You know why? Cause they still fresh. And they trendsetters. It's what it is. Rest in peace, Big Pun. Rest in peace, Marky D. Shout Bobito. Bobito Garcia. And Bobito Ross. Leftovers.
Yeah, Schoolboy Radio number, that raw shit all the time. It's the dilly over there, man. Yo, Hammerhead.
And Chino XL still got it. Yo, Chino XL still got it, man. I mean, he been in since 94, 95, still spitting it at a high frequency like that.
No doubt, that's my nigga, man. You know, he always gonna have it, man. You good over there, man? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay. I keep hitting them with some fire, man. Schoolboy Radio, man. Live on the motherfucking Saturday night in the Matrix, man. Don't stop the music, man. Let's keep this shit going, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. No doubt. Yeah, I'm going to hit him with another joint from Indigo Phoenix. Big shout out to her. And anybody want to call the show is love, the call number is 516-531-9596.
Screwball Radio.
Let's go, let's go.
Doodle. What's up, man, nigga?
Strong, your day to day will start to feel shitty. Am I wrong? Niggas I know though will agree with me. Some are gone, we had some hot summers and long winters. I was young, back then shit was way different. It was fun till everybody started tripping. With their guns I started dabbling and pitching. It was crumbs that fiends scrambling in the kitchen. Shit was dumb, I'm from FC, I came out repping that. A classic on my first shit, history etched in that. Don't have bills on some underground shit, but no machines, just a bunch of loose singles, write-ups in various magazines, now with social media, Google, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, artist profile on Wikipedia, from LPs to EPs, my supporters, they eat it up, top-notch, banging out the box, bitch, clean it up, gold chains the movement, motherfucker, whole team is up,
yeah, talk your shit, Lord. Off the hook this year, getting mad money off the books this year.
Yeah, nigga,
something nigga shook in here. It ain't nothing but crooks in here. We off the hook this year, getting mad money off the books this year.
Yeah,
got these sucking niggas shook in here. It ain't nothing but crooks in here.
So prestigious for the fuck who's strategic. Life that I'm leading, you wouldn't believe it. Guns, money, and drugs, exotic women feeding to eat the penis. They look kill, attitudes is the meanest. Feel away how a nigga be eating. Chefing at the stove to be your feasting. Give a glimpse to the life, here's a peeking. Reppin' took what you offered, but invested it in bricks with the beacon. A dirty game, so I watch for the creepin'. Old school with it, still getting whipped up a beeper. Good rapport with the poppy, showing love to the geekers, supplying the men of the homies, letting go for the cheaper. Boys watching, still serving to see us. Kids grow up and be us. Listen, flyers, the gangsters that you ever seen. Everything I'm spitting is fire, earling up kerosene. Mary Jane still paper planes, burning up gasoline. Music across the globe, man, places niggas will never dream.
Yeah, getting mad money off the books this year.
Yeah,
niggas sucking niggas shook in here. It ain't nothing but crooks in here. We off the hook this year.
Yeah.
Getting mad money off the books this year.
Getting it.
Got the sucking niggas shook in here.
Shook niggas.
It ain't nothing but crooks in here.
It's huge. 10 racks on Rodeo, niggas, that's a given. Swear I'm in as best as myself that I'm living. Smoking blunts and deep thug while receiving wisdom. My soul is Kendrick, this the rebirth of Jimi Hendrix. Jump for wires like I'm clearing fences. Solid nigga, I don't need your mentions. Walk on my own too, but you know the young boss out here driving Benzes. Louis Shades, look at life from these different lenses. Nah, your favorite rapper can't see me pulling out pieces, but it ain't for no treaty. Rolling up GG in the weed leaf. Crush Groovy's instrumentals like I'm dancing on Beach Street. The streets had me knee deep, ain't paid a plug in 6 weeks. Hope I don't end up 6 feet deep. Life priceless, but these bullets ain't cheap. And these Cubans ain't even, nigga, really be my piece.
Shit, Lord, this is all the hook this year. Getting mad money on the books this year.
Yeah,
niggas sucking niggas shook in here. It ain't nothing but crooks in here. We off the hook this year. Getting mad money on the books this year.
Yeah,
got these sucking niggas shook in here. It ain't nothing but
Juice work like proof serum. Earplugs, witty cop, please can't hear him. Braveheart, never been a day that I fear him. It is two niggas, every chance I'ma air him. Quiet one, play the back, let y'all yap. Thought it was all rap till this chain got yap. Y'all cats off, we ain't made like that. Made men, how they get away like that? I protect strength, niggas can't get a red cent. Couple hot shells, only thing I let in the trench. Shotty underneath where he went. I don't play games, I'ma leave that man bent with the dilly. Go ahead, nigga, act silly. Wipe your feet off before you step in my city. I'm in tune with niggas that stand what I stand for. If not, y'all know it's motherfucker war.
Against what I rap, what I rap with. Niggas that's against what I rap, what I rap with. Niggas that's against what I rap, what I rap with. Niggas that's against what I rap, what I rap with. Niggas that's against what I rap, what I rap with. Niggas that's against what I rap, what I rap with. Niggas that's against what I rap, what I rap with. Niggas that's against what I rap, what I rap with.
What I rap, that street shit. Used to move them cracks on the steps, that G shit. Used to be the ice cream man, that P shit. The nigga started singing on the guard, that glee shit. Born alone, die alone, nigga, no we shit. Drop top, Annie up playing M.O.P. shit. Yankee hat, shades on, nigga, I don't see shit. Blue coupe, inside Ivy, that B shit. Sour on that trippy stick, nigga, T.A.C. shit. Morning in the yard, pull up bars, trying to stay fit. Gym star, spit it out the mouth, I don't play shit. Real niggas let that heat go, they don't say shit. Rapping for the hood since the nigga was a teen. D-Block, now I'm with my niggas out in Queens. Heat cop, have the corner mountain, I'm a pop. And we gon' keep getting money, nigga, non-stop. Represent.
Yeah, raw shit, man. Like, I don't know why niggas ain't talking about that album. You know, Havoc got album right now. We done, right? So that album is like one of the hottest shits right now. You know? To me.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, it's all about the money, man. Niggas talk about you more. You got more money. But that's one of the hottest joints out right now. That's that nigga should be talking about more, you know?
Facts. Facts. And I want to ask you, I wanna ask you an apology to the audience right now. We was going, Blog Talk is going through some technical difficulties. I just got off the phone with them. Apparently there's some issues going on with some of the audio, and they're trying to fix it ASAP. So if anything sound a bit unbalanced, that's the reason why. And hopefully, for all that, they're going to at least compensate us. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah. Until then, let's drop some music, egghead.
All right. This is Gims. Go Fish.
There you go. Act like you didn't hear that shit. Go ahead, Frank Neck. Let's go.
I want to tell you that you're worth it, right there where you are. Everything that's in your past don't define who you are. It's a new day, and you can choose to do whatever you want. Cause the devil is a liar with the cleverest fronts. You gotta make it happen, so people know what your life meant. You don't wanna be 60, wondering where your life went. Homie, you gotta make a plan and then bump. Cause there's nobody that's gonna hold your hand when you struggle. I put my big boy clothes on, got out there and hustled. If we can't get money together, then fuck your lifestyle and everything in it. If there's a bag to be gotten, I'ma get it every minute.
Everything they taught us is garbage, but what's done is done. Now it's on me to do the knowledge.
That shit's on me.
Enjoy life and get dollars.
Yep.
This the type of hustle they don't teach you in college. Gorilla.
You gotta have something to live for. You gotta have something that you want. The thing that I see, people are okay with being regular. Me, I'm not okay with that. I want more for myself. I want more for my family. I want more for the people around me. If I got a rollie, I want my man to have a fucking rollie. I don't want to be the only one. I want better for everybody. But if you don't want better for yourself, I can't help. I can show you how to fish. I can't feed it to you.
I visualize my goals when it set myself a proper. And I'm not willing to give up. This shit do mean a lot to me. Put down the drinking drugs. Told myself this is what it's got to be. I'ma buy one more chain and after that more proper.
Nah,
we came from nothing. It was sell drugs and big guns. But that mentality is over, man. That shit's done. There's wild money out here. You better get some. You around four broke dudes? You bound to be the fifth one. Burden to your family. Out here useless. Getting high all day. Never really do shit. Now them get rich quick schemes don't really produce shit. You know what you gotta do? Just stop making excuses. And do it now, cause tomorrow never comes. Or down the line, you gon' have to borrow from the bum. And Coney Island, it was always sorrow in the slum. Put myself up on my feet, now I'm the hardest where I'm from. And nowadays, all these artists getting crumbs. Fuck that, sign yourself, show commitment. Everybody takes a loss, just keep being consistent. Let your nuts hang and talk big shit. You know the vibe.
No deal, no nothing. We living the rapper's life, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
When people say, yo, Nims, you don't want to sign with... Why would the fuck would I sign? I own everything I do what I want, I drop what I want. All the chains that a rapper buys when he first signs a deal, the Rolexes, the houses for their moms, I did all of that
God
by
boy.
Myself. Fuck your life.
Yeah.
Joint is hard right there. Shout out Gorilla Nems.
Yo, y'all there?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring Poet back on. So we good. And we better get compensated for this. Straight up.
Technical difficulties. Shout out everybody tuning in to Schoolboy Radio. You know we're here to keep that hip hop, that raw street hip hop alive, man. That Planet Asia joint was dope too. Yeah, hopefully we can get Poet on.
Yeah, he's on right here.
Yo.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo, we hear you.
What the fuck, man? I'm just gonna fucking sit and make these beats, man. I don't know what the fuck you doing over there, man.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, all right. Let it rock, man. Let's get busy, man.
Yeah, I ain't even playing none of that. So
next week,
I ain't even play none of that. The
yeah, next week, you know, hopefully
yeah,
next week we got better show. We about to sign
yeah, I'm
off.
I'm gonna give them a holler. I'm gonna give them a holler about this. I'm gonna email them right now. They said it was issues going on with the audio, so I'm gonna do my part in. My apologies to y'all. And the listeners, we're going to definitely come back next week with a better show. And all this is going to be organized.
Let's get it, boys.
Yeah. Until next week, Schoolboy Radio.
On that note, we out.
Yeah.